And so it's interesting, on the one side, you want to be able to say, hey, this is great, there's more turnout, but then you're faced with this awful reality of still 75% of people didn't turn out. It can't be true that only 25% of people actually care about local issues. But boy, there's just there's a massive disconnect when it comes time to turnout numbers. So while, yes, I could say on the one side we're excited by the fact that we saw turnout numbers go up, but on the flip side, they are still abysmally low and nothing that we should pat ourselves on the back for.
In Normal, both Chris Koos and Mark Tirotilli in the mayor's race pointed to the turnout as a sign of success. Tirotilli as a sop to the loss, at least I got my issues out and people came out. And Koos for the effectiveness of his campaign and the alleged rejection of a hardline agenda. Can both those things be true?
No, the numbers are really so small. Trying to take a mandate or claim some level of success when you only get the feedback of 25% of the population, I think is really missing the bigger point, is that 75% of the population doesn't seem to be bothered and or care about local issues, at least enough to spur them to go and take 5 minutes out of their day to vote.
What do you think the lesson is for Normal then?
I think the lesson is the same in Normal as it is in Bloomington, is that people are very disconnected from local politics. People have this very odd connection to presidential elections where that individual actually affects their day-to-day life in a much less direct manner than what a city council or a town council or a mayor do, but yet there's no attention to it. And it's not because it's not divisive. I mean, you know, this was at times a fairly divisive campaign. The issues were real, but people just aren't connecting. It has been this way, for my entire life. I just don't know what it's going to take for people to look at state and local issues the same way that they do national issues.
Turnout in Bloomington was nearly 22%, 21.73%,
yep,
up from, I think, 17-18% last time. Why the difference from Normal, since there were competitive mayoral races in both places?
Yeah, I think that, some of that could speak to, I think that the mayoral race is always going to be the driver for these municipal races. The mayoral race in Bloomington had a much more, had a very different feel to it. Yes, in Normal, it was a rematch. And this rematch pitted two candidates that really very clearly had very different philosophies about government. They were, they're on different ends of the spectrum. Whereas in Bloomington, in some cases, it got really hard to tell who was what. Boca is probably as moderate as they come. On a number of issues and even the way that he's governed. Mike Straza seemed to be pretty moderate in terms of the way that he looked at most things.
Except he quoted the Illinois Policy Institute from time to time.
He did, but at the same time, here's a guy that's getting the laborer's endorsement. He was kind of a contradiction in terms. He's very different, at least in that respect. Yes, and quoting the Illinois Policy Institute is never a good way to go for anybody that you actually want to trust. That being said, I just don't think that Straza, he didn't tend to deeply offend anybody. Jackie's a candidate that really did appeal to a very certain segment of the Bloomington population, which that segment didn't turn out nearly in the same numbers that they were really hoping for. I just think Bloomington had their mayoral race was a little bit sleepier than what the Normal one was.
In Bloomington, the progressive slate of candidates came up with a goose egg on the council seats. Why was that?
I thought that their coordination was strong, but one of the problems with coordination and jumping all into one camp is that you do tend to sink or swim based upon how that group does. Their voters just didn't turn out. They had a very good campaign. They just didn't get their voters to the polls. And some of that is also due in part to a lot of natural. So let's say that, you know, we'll look at the high level of Jackie, that there were probably a lot of voters that did get siphoned off. If you see some of the groups that were supporting Mike Straza and Mboka Mwambe, is that they had people that were traditional Democrats that were also supporting. A pure progressive slate will not be successful in McLean County without moderate Democrats to help bolster the numbers. It's a simple matter of math.
So whither Bloomington progressives now? The trend has not been toward moderation.
The trend has not been towards moderation, but I think that what you're going to see, I think that what we're even seeing is that when it comes time to elections, if in fact you narrow your focus and only go after a certain type of voter, then you're not going to be successful. You can't be successful as a Republican or a right-leaning candidate and only go after hardline conservatives. You're going to need the more moderate conservatives as well. You can't be a progressive and only go after progressive candidates. You're going to have to cast your lens a little bit wider, and you're going to have to be able to pull moderate Democrats over as well. That's how candidates who win successfully have done it in McLean County, at least. There's just not enough to go around, especially in a time period where, like in normal, and when we look in general elections too, is that, you know, the students haven't been around for the last couple, you know, of elections just simply because of the COVID crisis.
Bloomington had been moving bluer.
Yep.
Although the wards east side, near east side, and northeast side that came up with a goose egg for the progressives are a little more purple or even red than some other wards. Do you think it was a rebound, or is it from the bluer trend, or is it the reaction that you already mentioned, that you can't go too blue and still have success?
I think that that's probably the reality. I mean, because there were still some notable, you had Tom Crumpler who won, who is not against Jeff Bruin. He can be seen as the bluer of the two candidates. Mboka, is not what I would consider a far righty candidate. I mean, he was multiple times, you know, I remember even when I was chair, he was at Democratic Party fundraisers, and donating money to the Democratic Party. You don't do that if you're a hardline conservative. I think that Bloomington, it was a matter of, you know, low turnout. Low turnout elections in McLean County will always benefit the right.
On the notion of appealing to moderates, though, Progressive Council member Jen Carrillo posted in disappointment on her Facebook page, saying she would make the lives of the new less liberal council members who received police union backing a, quote, living hell. Huh?
Probably not a great way to start a conversation with individuals. I understand Jen is a very passionate person. And that's how she carries herself. Do I think it's a great way to build camaraderie with new folks? No, but I don't think that Jen's looking for camaraderie. I think that Jen has a very specific mindset about who she wants to serve with, and anybody that doesn't fit that mindset, she tends to see as an adversary.
Does this then and her current record make her a target for a moderate in 2 years?
You know, that's interesting. I think that anytime that you have a lightning rod of a candidate, I think that they're always going to be targets. Mayor Renner was a lightning rod, and he was a target every time. But specifically from a moderate side, it'd be very interesting. I don't know. A candidate like Jen tends to be more successful in her specific ward because her specific ward has a bit more of that profile than really any other ward in Bloomington.
In normal, the centrists, or what used to be called business Republicans, won the day. Given the strong fourth place finish for ultra-conservative David Paul Blumenschein, whither the right in normal?
The right in normal is still, yes, they may have been able to pull a little bit more attention, but I think, you know, coming up with the goose egg on that side, it still shows, maybe they made some progress, because typically the anti-anything tends to have a pretty solid showing. And I think that David Paul Blumenschein certainly sat in that, you know, that anti-establishment sort of a mindset. I think that there's, you know, small numbers of deeply, deeply right individuals that exist in Normal, and they do tend to turn out on a percentage-wise pretty strongly wherever it is that they're at. Lucky for the mayor and lucky for others that were already on the council, their numbers just aren't very great. A lot of the ultra-right in Normal has the same sort of vibe as the progressives in Bloomington, where there just isn't enough of them in a low turnout of elections to really win the day.